Stormfield Raiders, and welcome back to the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1, The One. I am your host, AJ Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and today joining me in the studio is none other than state participant, national participant, Shelby Sveen. Shelby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Of course. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about, because the last time you were in here, it was before the state meet, I believe. Now it's after the state meet, and now after nationals. So let's first start with the state meet. It was like 3.5 weeks ago. You took second in discus and fifth in shot, if I remember. What was your experience like going back to back?
Yeah, well, actually, that was really cool. I was happy with discus because, you know, I was thinking of that as the end of my high school career, even though nationals technically would have count, like if I broke the school record and everything again. I don't know. I just was thinking of it as my last meet with the team. And so it was really special to PR, I guess, again there. Mm-hmm. And even though I didn't place exactly how I wanted, I was like really hoping that I could get first. I was really like, I think I was happy with it. And with shot put, I was actually very happy because I kind of have a nemesis, and she beat me in discus this year, and I got to beat her in shot put this year. So I was beaming up there with my fifth place medal, even more than the second, I think. Plus, I didn't think my distances were bad, and I don't know, I feel like I had really mentally grown and like grown as a thrower and a person since last state, and I could see that and like how I got ready for my competition and just like how I acted during it and how nervous I got and everything. So
that discus event, I was able to watch that one. That was insane because you said you PR'd again, breaking the school record again. How many times did you break the school record this year?
I'm not sure. I think maybe five times.
Five something times. Like holy that. Crap.
Yeah. It was fun to keep doing it, I guess, because like I would have like a mini celebration every time. And I coerced my dad into making me deals like, if you break it again, we can go shopping here or something. So I had a lot of motivation. Yeah.
A lot of motivation and you get to go shopping.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
And what was the final distance for your discus record?
It was 143.7, something like that.
143.7. Did you throw that at state or did you throw that at...
I threw that at state.
You threw that at state. Mm-hmm. Dang, that's insane.
Yeah, it was
143.7.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Like a big goal of mine this year was to hit 140, and then to be able by the end of the year to do it consistently was just really like exciting, I guess. Because I don't know, it feels like not that you hit a new PR, but that you hit like a new level, I guess. Yeah. And now like you're just striving for the next level, and then once you're there, it's like you don't really go back. So
yeah, like once you hit 140, you're like, okay, now you can never go under 140.
It was kind of nice to be disappointed with like what I would have been so excited with last year, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. And then I know you came really close to the shot put record, right?
Yeah, I was like 5 inches away, something like that. Yeah, I know. I think I was okay with that because at sections I actually had a massive like 2 foot PR.
Wow.
And just to like, because I had my PR the whole season had been like 39.9, and I hadn't touched that since way earlier in the year, since like before the Hamlin Elite meet. And so to be able to not only hit 40 but then like go above and beyond and hit 41 was just really exciting. So
that's awesome.
I mean, even as even if it's not a school record, I was very happy with it. So,
you're
yeah.
very happy with it. Of course you were. And you got 2 medals out of the deal, too, which is awesome.
I did like those.
Like the hardware, like the clinking.
Yeah, My grandma suggested I wear it around, like, actual jewelry, and I was like, you know, that'd be nice.
That would be. Yeah. You know, everyone's got their chains, you got the medals.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Pretty much.
But then the week after that, you went to Eugene, Oregon, and got to throw at the coolest track in the world, and I'm so jealous. Talk to us about that experience.
Yeah, that was actually, it was an insane experience, because you walk in, and I was fangirling. I think everybody else was probably too, but they were hiding it really well. Yeah. I was not. I was literally, like, squealing and asking Dad for, like, a million pictures, and I don't know. The track is just unbelievable. When you walk in, you're like, this is the global stage right here. And I don't know, it just felt really cool to be a part of that. Like, even the person that checked in our discuses, she was really cool because she was like, oh yeah, like Ryan Krauser was here the other day and he had to borrow someone else's shot. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, just the world record holder, you know,
nothing, no biggie.
Yeah. And then I asked her if she knew Valerie Allman too, which she is like my actual hero, and I think I'd cry if I met her. And she is like the American record holder and just insane. And yeah, she's met her, and she's like, oh yeah, she'll probably be back here on Tuesday to get ready for like the world championships. I almost made my dad stay another day to see if we could see her.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, I don't know, it's kind of in awe to like be in that kind of setting. I don't know. It makes you feel like, oh dang, like I'm a professional, you know? Yeah.
I mean, what was it like when you walked down onto the field and you got in that circle and you looked up? I mean, they have, it's a big stadium and it looks like a NFL stadium, but it's for track and field and you're the one there. What was it like when you just walked down there and looked up and saw all those things?
It was really cool to be able to like be on the field and everything. I feel like it's a whole different experience and like perspective. Mm-hmm. It was a little nerve-wracking though. Honestly, there wasn't very many people there because we were like the first event of the day, and it was really soggy too, like because it had rained and it was like kind of intermittently raining while we were competing. The field, when you stepped on it, like literally water would like overlap your shoes.
Ooh.
Which was not super fun, but you know, it didn't diminish my spirit any. I was just like, you know, yeah, I get to throw here. Yeah.
Heck yeah, that's so cool. When you sent me those pictures, I was like, no way, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you were competing against people from around the nation.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you throw? How'd you place amongst everyone there?
Not super well, actually. I was disappointed with how I threw because I had been practicing with my dad pretty much nonstop, like leading up to that, and our practices had been going a lot better than the meet actually ended up going. But at the end of the day, I was just happy that I got to have the experience. And so when I walked off the field, I just looked back and like kind of took it all in one last time. And I was like, you know, I'll be back someday. Like hopefully my college career or something will take me there and I'll get to have another chance at that. Plus it was really awesome to see the other girls competing because it was like, wow, you are all really good, just like strong, awesome women, and I'm just happy to be a part of that group.
That's awesome. Did you make some new friends there?
not exactly. Yeah, no, honestly, the Texans, they're kind of a group. They get to practice year-round because they don't have snow, lucky ducks.
Mm-hmm.
But
unfair.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I swear, like, half of them were Texans. And I was like, well, you know, good for them,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool, though. Yeah, I mean, there was a girl throwing, like, 160 and everything. Ooh. And 160 would have placed them second in the D2 Nationals for college. That's, like, 160-something, I think, got second this year. So, I mean, they're impressive numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you think about it, and Valerie Allman throwing there, and she throws, like, 235, something like that.
What?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I know she's like the world record holder, but holy cow.
Yeah, no, she's insane. And, like, honestly, everybody else is kind of not as good as her. Like, second in the Olympic trials was, like, 200, and she was, like, 230 or something. Yeah.
It's whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Wow, that is... That is so cool. That is so cool. Did you get some cool merch while you're there too?
Yes, they gave us like these free jackets, and
jackets?
Yeah, uh-huh. And they said like Nike Outdoor Nationals on the back, and then they let you pick like a little figure that you wanted like printed on it. Mm-hmm. And so I had a girl throwing discus on mine.
Heck yeah!
So I love that.
That is so cool.
I know.
I know. I've said it like 400 times already, but I'm jealous, and that's so cool.
Mm, I know. I said we should take like a team bus there and just gone there for a week.
We should have.
Yeah.
That would have been so fun. So now Nationals is over. Great experience.
Mm.
Now you got to start thinking about the fall. you're going to the University of Sioux Falls, right? Am
yes.
I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been talking with your coach saying recently about what he wants you to do leading up to the season, or have you kind of just been hanging out, kind of just waiting for the fall?
So I just texted her the other day, and she, like, told her about my results from Nationals, and she was excited, and she gave me my summer lifting program, so starting on that, I guess.
Yeah,
I know, but it's kind of painful because me and Dad kind of tapered for the end of the season, and so now hitting everything again, I couldn't walk the other day. Ooh. After squats and deadlifts, so I don't know. It's nice to get back into it, though, and honestly, I'm really excited for college. I think that I'll be able to do big things there, hopefully. Plus, my coach I really admire. She threw so well, almost made it to the Olympic trials, and she's, like, my size, so that's, like, really encouraging, I guess.
Yeah. That's really cool. And so obviously you're going to be throwing discus, but are you going to try to throw shot, maybe even hammer too?
Yes, that's what I would actually love to do, throw all those and maybe even weight in the winter, though I'm thinking no for javelin, but
javelin's a different beast.
Yeah, but hammer looks so awesome, honestly, when you watch women competing with that. I'm like, yes, I want to do that. So, yeah, they actually had hammer and javelin at Nationals for the states that allow that to happen at a high school level, and I was like so jealous. I was like, oh, I can't wait to be able to do that. Yeah,
that'd be awesome. And we had Emma Johnson in this last weekend on the show, and she talked about, you know, throwing at St. Olaf. She got to throw some hammer and some weight in the winter, and she said that it was that she wished she could have started that in high school, but now you get to have that chance at Sioux Falls. Have you talked to any of your teammates that you'll be throwing with up there, or have you not had the chance to meet them yet?
I haven't had the chance to meet any of them yet. And there's this one senior that's graduating this year that I unfortunately won't be able to throw with, and she's been doing really well. And I think she competed at Nationals this last year. So, I don't know. I guess there's some stuff to live up to, but I don't know. Hopefully once I get to college, I can break some more records.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
Heck yeah. And then, so University of Sioux Falls, do you know what your competition looks like? Do you know which other schools you'll be going up against?
Not really, actually. It'll be kind of interesting to figure it all out and how everything's different with, like, then from high school competing. I don't know, because I'm very used to how we do things by now with, like, conferences and sections on the state and everything. And I don't know. I think it'll just be fun to be the newbie, I guess.
Yeah, it's a fresh start.
Yeah, I guess because, I started track in seventh grade, and now I'm like, I don't know, I feel very, like, I have a lot of seniority, I guess, and now I'm ready to learn again, and I think I'll be able to grow a lot.
That's
cool.
Awesome. I think it's going to be a great experience for you. That's so cool that you get to go out there and start throwing right away. And do you know when do you move out to Sioux Falls?
This August, I'm not sure, maybe like the 20th, something 20th? Like
okay.
that. Yeah.
I think that's about when all of us are leaving, kind of around that August 19th, 20th range.
Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for my mom because me and my sister are leaving the same year. She just, this whole summer, she's been yelling down in the basement at us like, next year, if I yell down, no one's going to respond.
Oh, no.
I know. And
that's
I feel so bad.
Sad.
But so it's nice to like take the summer to spend time with family, I guess, and like enjoy everything here before that big change. It's not that I'm not excited. I just, it's a little, it's the goodbyes are going to be hard, but the hellos are going to be even better. So
that's a good way to put it. I like that. Well, I'm going to use that saying. So, I'm going to steal that saying.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
Shelby's being.
Start making t-shirts.
Do you have any big plans for the summer? I mean, obviously you went to Oregon last week. Are you going on any fun trips this summer?
Yeah, actually, my grandma, she basically takes me and my cousins on trips like more often than like anyone else in my family because she used to be a flight attendant. So pretty much all the cousins have gotten like a graduation trip, and me and my cousin both graduated this year, and so we're going on our graduation trip to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So I'm
That's
very
really
excited.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I want to see the wild horses and all that stuff. Yeah. Northfield is great, but I love traveling, so
Oh, heck yeah, I don't blame you. You got to get out every once in a while. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Shelby, for coming in today. Congratulations on an incredible high school career. Make sure you keep in touch. If you ever go back to Oregon, I want to know so I can actually go this time, because I really want to go out there and see you kick some butt out there.
Thanks so much. Will do.
Sweet. Thank you so much for coming in. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1. The One.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Days are longer. Time for things like camping, hiking, fishing, water sports. Time to get rid of your glasses and contacts. Time for you to think about LASIK. Are you a little nervous? Most people are. Come on in, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We will walk you through it and we'll hold your hand. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
If there is one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
Good morning, KYMN listeners. This is Evan Lowe on the Raider Rap with Addison Enfield. Addison, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, Addison, do you want to tell the listeners what sports you play?
I run cross country, I run track, and then I recently quit hockey to join Nordic.
Oh.
To keep my endurance up for cross country.
So cross country is your kind of main sport?
Yeah.
Then? Yeah. So what made you decide to be a runner?
I started running during COVID because my mental health kind of just deteriorated. Mm-hmm. So I needed some physical activity, and I started running there and joined cross country the following fall.
And your first cross country season was freshman
2021.
Year?
2021, freshman year, yeah.
And now you're going to be a sophomore?
Sophomore 2022.
Are there any excited things outside of cross country, like in school, that you're excited for?
I applied to Inverhills to start PSEO next year.
Crazy.
So I'll be taking college classes next year, starting college.
You're getting way ahead of the curve.
Yes.
That's really cool. So this summer, you're training for cross country. What does that kind of look like?
Captain's practices led by six captains for cross country. Yeah, I basically just do that. Run on Saturdays alone.
Do you find running fun?
I do. Well, you do? Yes, I do.
Kind of peaceful, relaxing.
Yeah, peaceful, yeah. It takes me out of everything, pretty much.
Yeah. So last year, when you started cross country, where were you kind of in, like, the mix of the team?
Probably close to the bottom. I was probably top 20 of JV, maybe, somewhere around there. I don't really know.
Did you train for that upcoming?
I did not. I did not train at all this summer before.
Was it just like, oh, cross country starting, do I want to join that? Kind of like spontaneous type of thing?
Yeah. I started running like in the beginning of that summer of like the 2021 summer, and then I didn't really do it June or July. And then my mom was at a thing downtown Northfield, and the hockey booth was next to the cross country booth, and Coach Nicole convinced my mom to make me join cross country. So
Coach Nicole is also the middle school track coach. Did you run for her at all?
I trained with her, and then I was too scared to go long distance.
It is scary, but then once you get into it, you're like, dang, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So now how did your year end last year, your cross country season?
I ended second on varsity behind Callie Graber, who I don't think I will ever beat because she's just insane.
Okay, but how close were you to state?
I was 3 seconds away. I don't know how many places that was, but it was a couple places back, but 3 seconds.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Going from middle to the back end of JV, do you know what your time was at the beginning of?
My first 5K was 25-something, and then I ended with a 20.07.
That is so cool, Addison. Do you know like how crazy that is? Okay, I also run cross country. I'm happy if I drop 30 seconds. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
30 seconds in a season. 5 minutes, that is insane. And then going all the way to varsity, I'm kind of like fanning over here, like seeing that happen as a fellow cross country runner. I was like, how is this happen? Like, how did it happen? Like, how do you find that much improvement over the season?
I kind of figured out the boundaries of my body first, like what my body could do, and then my mental abilities kind of like caught up with that, and then I think my brain kind of just pushed my body even more mm-hmm. than I really thought I could, and I find joy in that.
So do you think, like, the training, like, did you improve over the season?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Nicole really helped. Coach Smith. Mm-hmm. They were both very big parts of that. And I, like, kudos to them. Thank you very much. Yeah, they were big parts of that. The training, being pushed by my teammates, it was all, like, even JV teammates, like, everybody on the team, boys, girls, everybody. It's just a very tight relationship on that team, and it's great. I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, the team is co-ed. Mm-hmm. So, and it's co-ed. Like, we didn't have a, like, our coaching staff was all
Yeah, neutral. No separate meets either.
Yep. That's kind of unheard of in, like, mm-hmm. the cities and all that. They have separate meets, separate coaches.
Yeah.
So, you were kind of talking earlier. How do you find that, like, motivation before a race?
I am still struggling with that. I tend to break down before races and just, like, cry. And then the coaches would just throw me on the start line and I kind of just, you know, run.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on that race anxiety. We're getting there.
Yep.
Smith has helped me over the track season. I think Coach Nicole and her are working on me, definitely, to get me there before senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though cross country is such a physical endurance sport, it's a mental. It's a mental game.
Yeah. I really do believe that, like, anybody can go run. And it's like, even if you haven't ran before, I think anybody could really just go out and run. If they had a little bit of mileage on their legs, they could go out and run like a 21-minute if they set their mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, it's all mental.
Yeah.
It's a mental sport.
Your body can do it.
Oh, everybody's body
well,
can.
Well, you can prove that.
Yeah.
Kind of following up on that. So you started off in JV and then you went up to varsity. How big was that change?
I think it was pretty stressful. I remember the Burnsville meet was the JV race that I got my spot on varsity, and the race that I was racing at Red Wing had 8 spots instead of 7. So mm-hmm. I got the 8th spot. And then I was like, okay, I'm going into this varsity race. Am I going to keep my varsity spot? So then mm-hmm. I think that's what kind of pushed me to in the Red Wing race. Like, okay, I want this varsity spot, obviously. So I kind of, I don't know. It pushed me to go faster to just keep the spot. And then I ended up finishing 6th, I think. I don't think I scored that race, but 6th.
And how many meets after that was the section meet? Was it Ooh. 2?
Yeah, I think it was Everberg, then conference, then sections, yeah.
That's just so crazy. Like, this improvement, like, happened, like, taper. You're a taper athlete, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taper. I love taper. Taper's great.
Me too. So, it's also always fun to watch the end of your races. Could you tell the listeners kind of what happens?
Yeah. Coach Smith. Is always standing at the half-mile mark, 800 meters away from the finish line. And I don't really remember any of my races, like, during it. It's really hard for me to, like, remember. I don't know what it is, but I always just remember her just, like, screaming at me, just, like, go faster. Like, and then I just find motivation, and I pass people, and then that gives me more motivation. And I think that's pretty much what gets me to the end of the race, honestly,
mm-hmm.
just finishing.
And during your races, you kind of packed run with a couple of people, right? Who did you kind of run with during the...
My first couple races, I ran with Ani Gottfried. She was one of our... She's still one of our top JV runners, and I strive to be her at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran with her for the first... For my JV meets, I ran with her and Abby Borgerdine and Naomi Valentine. I ran with them. And then once I got bumped up to varsity, I ran with Claire Casson. She paces really well with me, Peyton Quass, Claire Forbord. Those three I kind of stayed with. And then towards my last two races, I ran with Adriana Fleming and Claire Lippert.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of inner squad competition with the girls' team.
Yep.
There's a lot of people in a very mm-hmm. short amount of, like, time span.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a competitive person?
Very, very competitive.
Yeah, your competitiveness really definitely helped you this season. Yeah. Because your last half mile, you really turn something on.
Like, yeah.
I remember watching you. You'd be a ways behind, like, Clara Lippert. Like, I didn't think there was, like, any chance that you'd even catch her. Like,
I didn't think so either.
Yeah. Like, you weren't even a part of the picture.
No.
And then all of a sudden, I'm watching the finish line, and there you go, pull ahead of her. You know? It's just, you have a really, really interesting story. So how do you find that, like, grit and motivation?
Honestly, I think it's kind of just like, okay, you're almost done. Like, let's go. Like, just finish, you know?
It'll
like, the finish line's right there.
Yeah.
Just run across. It's fine.
That, like, flip is really hard to find for a lot of runners.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, my last three races, it was Evberg, then Conference and Sections, and those are the three very big meets, and Coach Nicole was putting a lot of pressure on our varsity team because we were right there with Rochester Century to getting first for conference.
And you guys did.
And we did. And I think a lot of that pressure kind of built up on me, and I was like, I don't know, I just wanted to pass as many people as I could to contribute and do my part as a varsity runner, and I wanted to contribute and help everybody get those points.
Well, you definitely did contribute. Last year, missed out by a couple seconds for the state meet. How do you think that's going to fuel you for this season?
That's one of my big goals. I definitely want to make it to state this year. I definitely think I can. I want to get sub 20, maybe around 19:30 if I can get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal, and state, definitely, for sure.
What about with the team?
Team goal. I want to keep our conference title.
Mm-hmm.
That'll also be hard, but I think the group that we are going to have varsity this year is going to be pretty good. I think we have a good shot at it. That's one of our team goals. I think another team goal for us, at least, is to bring more awareness to mental health and running and just in general and how mental health kind of, justifies how you run. I think Coach Nicole kind of put a lot of emphasis on that last year, but I don't think she put enough. I think we need to put more emphasis on that and race anxiety and how to handle it and what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. We did some visualization.
Yes, that helped. That helped. We did a lot of yoga, too. The girls did.
That must have been on the girls' side.
Yeah, that was girls' side.
I don't remember too much of that. So with your, our team is kind of close, the cross-country team. Is there anything you're looking forward to for, like, team bonding-wise?
Yeah, I'm excited. I just want to get to know everybody more on the team. I grew very close with all of the varsity girls and a lot of the JV girls. I don't feel like I got a lot of a connection with a lot of the girls on the team, and I kind of just want to meet everybody and make sure that everybody knows me, too. I just want to be close connected to everybody.
Yeah. How do you guys make running fun with the girls' team?
Clara Lipper and Adriana did a lot of that. I think they were, they both were on the team for a long time, and they kind of stepped up in that role. They were both captains. Yeah, they were both captains. They just, I don't know, our long runs, our conversations on them, pretty fun times. Workouts are just, everybody has the drive. Everybody's competing with everybody else. It's competitive, but it's not competitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know. I'm competing with Anna Forbord and Callie Graber right now, too, because Anna, her eighth grade year was top varsity, too, and she's coming back this year after her injury, and there's competition there, and there's competition with Callie, and I don't know. Everybody drives each other, and it's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, though, right?
Yeah, it is fun. I love it.
Yeah. You guys are a very young team.
Very young. This
upcoming season to do very well in conference, very well in sections. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
You guys are listening to the Raider Wrap with an exclusive interview with Addison Enfield. Tune in later for more sports.
Hi, I'm Artie Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Good morning, everyone. I am soon-to-be freshman Liz Campbell, here today with superstar athlete Lucy Minson. Lucy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So, you're going to be a senior this year, right?
Yes.
What are you excited for senior year? Like, in general, sports-wise, whatever.
Yeah, I'm really excited for all three of my senior seasons. Not excited for them to be over, but think it's going to be really fun. And I'm just excited to be the oldest at the school. I think it's going to be really fun, and I have a lot of cool classes, too.
That's so exciting. Okay, so, like you said, you're three sports this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I intro'd you as a superstar athlete. I kind of think of you as such, because, you know, you're varsity basketball, varsity softball. You're a captain in cross country this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're coming off of a softball season with 33 hits. I mean, that's pretty amazing. How do you, like, juggle all of your sports? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's a lot, thanks to, like, I need a lot of help, so shout out to all my coaches. They're really helpful. I just have to do a lot of communication. Like, right now I have cross country and basketball at the same time. So I either am communicating with my other captains on when I'm not going to be at cross country, or my basketball coach when I can't make basketball. And then I have softball in the afternoon, so that doesn't really conflict. But it makes me feel really bad when I have to pick one sport over the other. But sometimes you just have to
do it. You have to prioritize, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you divide your time pretty well. Coming off of that, you know, time management, how do you motivate yourself? Like, how do you just juggle all of these sports and, like, you know, keep yourself motivated to do them all?
I think a lot of it is the teammates. Like, I really, like, look forward to being in all my practices because it's, like, a really fun atmosphere, especially cross country with, like, the co-ed sport. It's really fun. And then also for years, I've been, like, watching the older kids play, and that, like, has motivated me throughout the years to just, like, keep practicing and keep working hard because I know what, like, they did when they worked hard. So
it's a big time commitment, and not only juggling those sports together, but juggling your life outside of those sports.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it?
The biggest thing for me is to put down the phone.
Like, that's good. I think a lot of people would benefit from that.
That's how I, like, really am able to, like, balance everything. And I try really hard to, like, find time for fun too, because if you just are running around going to practice and doing schoolwork, you're never gonna be able to, like, have time to spend time with friends or, like, go to, like, a volleyball game, things like that. So just put down the phone, get what I need to get done, and then go have fun.
That's good. What do you do for fun?
Like
you said, go to volleyball games, hang out with friends.
Yeah, my friends and I really like to play nitro ball at the high school courts.
I love nitro ball.
Specifically in the dark, but somehow the lights got turned off, so we haven't been able to do it for a long time.
Oh, that's really so sad.
And we go to the beach a lot.
Since you are, you know, varsity player, you're a captain, it's a lot of stuff to handle, and it's a lot of things to juggle, like I've said. Do you feel stress from that? Do you feel pressure from that?
Definitely. It's hard, especially now as it's like colleges and things like that. This summer has kind of been wild with so many people wanting like certain things from me. Trying to maintain being good at softball while also like figuring out what I want to do with the rest of my life. So I do feel a lot of pressure, but it's important to just breathe and remember that like sports are supposed to be fun. That helps me a lot.
That's good. Yeah. So I asked what you were excited for. What are your goals for senior year? It can be sports, non-sports, whatever you want.
I honestly have, like, not thought about that at all. Let me think. I think that I plan, like, right now, it kind of is shaky, but I'm pretty sure I want to play softball in college, so I'm hoping to be committed by, like, this fall. So that is a big goal for me. I don't know. I just want to have, like, fun.
Yeah. Okay, so like you said, you want to play softball in college.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about, you know, running in college, doing basketball in college, or has it always kind of been softball for you?
When I was younger, I think I definitely wanted to play basketball in college, but I'm just, like, not as talented in basketball as I am in softball. I've kind of, like, switched to liking softball more throughout the years, and then I think running in college would honestly be really fun, but the mileage is, like, insane, like, the jump. Like, I think for girls, and we run 5Ks in high school, and I think that in college they run, like, 6 miles for a race,
that's
5, 6.
Like,
so
that's almost two times the amount.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider joining a running club in college?
Yeah, if I end up, like, not playing softball in college, I think I'll try to join, like, a lot of intramural sports and, like, running, because I love, like, being able to stay in shape. And especially when you're in cross country, you learn how, like, much more fun it is to run with friends and how much more motivated you are.
And I think it also kind of just gives you, like, some people and some friends.
Yeah.
That you, I mean, you'll probably get that out of your softball team if you do play in college.
But yeah.
Yeah. So like I said earlier, you are coming off of a softball season. How, in your mind, how did this season go?
It was really, really exciting for me. I think, as many people know, we lost 6 seniors the year before this year. So it was our entire infield, including like really talented pitcher, catcher, second baseman, who all went on to play college softball, as well as like a lot of other talented players too. I think it was 6. Yeah. So I think going into the season, and we lost our whole coaching staff. So going into the season, it was like really a clean slate for us.
Was that nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. And like we had like huge shoes to fill. Like I cannot express like the talent that that graduating class had. They had won the state tournament a couple years back. So it was like very intimidating for us all. And we just like really didn't know like how everything was going to look. So it was really fun to like see the team come together and be able to like watch us grow.
But also for you personally, how do you think this season went? And looking forward to next season, what do you want to change?
What I struggle most with in softball is like mental slumps. I feel like I get into a lot of those. So at the start of the season, it was going okay, and then I took like a very big dive down and started to like not perform too well. I think I had like 6 strikeouts in a row at one point, and it was just like not going great. Then towards the end of the year, it was like this one tournament, I kind of was able to explode out of it, and our coach like started having us do meditations before all of our games, which surprisingly like really helped me. And it was kind of almost like a night and day difference. Like one day I was at the bottom of the order and couldn't hit. And then the next day I was batting number 2 and just like really having fun.
So do you think like the meditation and kind of just calming down and taking a second helped you bat better?
Yeah, for sure. Softball is like so much more of a mental game than it's like given credit to. So I think like that's something that everyone should focus more on if they really want to get to like the next level of softball.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Do you have any other advice about softball or any of your other sports?
I think for softball, a lot, if you want to be a better hitter, you have to be like taking the time on the tee. I know everyone says that, but I like it's just so important. I try to do tee work as much as I can. Ideally, I would be doing it every day, but that does not always happen. But just like the repetition of that, and then again, like it's just so mental.
Yeah, and just like putting the time in, like you said, like on mm-hmm. the tee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything, you know, besides the meditation that you think helped with like the mental part of sports? Like anything that you do?
I think for softball especially, what your like thought process when you're in the batter's box is very important too. Like everyone says that you need to like not think about anything, but that's kind of impossible. When I go into the box, I like focus on 3 key things that I say to myself. Like one of them is like, just hit the ball. Like that's all, it's as simple as that. Like you've put in so much work and so much practice and you can't do anything more now. All you need to do is hit the ball. And then for like basketball, a big thing we focus on is like before free throws, dribbling the ball a couple of times, like really taking that big breath before you shoot. And then cross country is like totally different than basketball and softball. it's like 3 miles of torture.
Yeah. But, and you just have like so much time to just like think uh-huh. and like, oh.
Yeah. A big thing that one of our coaches, Coach Smith, told me was to just have the mentality of I can do anything for 5 more minutes. Like if you're really struggling, I can do anything for 5 more minutes. And then that 5 minutes is up and then it's again, like I can do anything for 5 more minutes until just like that race is over.
It's really good advice because, you know, in just a couple more, 5 more minutes and then you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes you can't actually do it for 5 more minutes.
Yeah. But I mean, if you cross the finish line, you cross the finish line.
Exactly.
So as an athlete, I think recently a lot people have been talking about mental health with mm-hmm. athletes. How has mental health like affected you, and how do you think it affects other people in sports?
Yeah, I think that the pressure that has been on athletes, especially at like such a young age recently, has been really hard on everyone. And I'm very, very grateful that it's starting to be more of a big deal. People are sharing struggles. Their stories, their struggles. Northfield softball, one of our games, we had like a mental health awareness game where we all wore green. I think that we just still need to like keep spreading the word, keep doing what we can, because it can be really, really hard, especially when you're not doing great. Sometimes I feel like my whole day depends on whether I have like a good practice or not, which is like so stupid because it's just a practice.
Yeah.
And I've definitely been through my runs with some mental health problems. So ending the stigma, that's...
Let's end the stigma.
Yeah. And I feel like that's just so important to like end the stigma around it, because obviously you can't take away mental health problems, but...
Yeah. But you can raise awareness and like try make people feel like they're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. Making sure people know they're not alone is a big thing.
This is Liz Campbell with Lucy Minson signing off for the week. As always, tune in for more on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Paul Ryland here again from Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. Wanted to tell you a little bit about Pete's Hill neighborhood in Elko. Pete's Hill is the highest point in Scott County. Amazing views in all directions. I want to focus today on our twin homes. We're about 50% sold, and these homes are not small townhomes. These are full-size single family, but they are zero entry. They're really perfect for aging in place. We have high ceilings, amazing views in the front and back.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, we're custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, I'm Angela Heumann, and I recently started my new role as a commercial banker at Merchants Bank in Northfield. I've been working with businesses in the area since 2005, when I started with First National Bank as a loan administrator and then credit analyst. I'm excited to continue supporting local businesses now as a commercial banker and earn the trust of new business clients as we work together toward their goals. Stop in and see me or give me a call. On behalf of your friends at Merchants Bank, have a fun and safe summer.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1. The One. I'm your host, AJ Reister, Raider class of 2022. And it's coming down now in the Northfield area. It's raining hard here at the studio. It's going to be a fun ride home in the rain, but a great show here today this morning. We talked with Shelby Sveen earlier in the hour about her state and national experiences, so that was really cool, and she's going off to the University of Sioux Falls in the fall to continue throwing there. And then Evan Lowe, in his second ever interview here on the Raider Wrap, talked with all-star Addison Enfield on her incredible first season as a cross-country runner and her big goals for this season. And then Liz Campbell, in her first interview ever here on the Raider Wrap, sat down with multi-sport athlete Lucy Minson. And that's quite a story there. If you missed any of these interviews, be sure to go onto our website, kymanradio.net. You can listen back to all these interviews. Lucy Minson, softball, cross country, basketball. She's captain for a lot of those sports as well. She's been an all-star on all those teams, and she's just been incredible, incredible softball season this last spring. That was a very well put out interview there by Liz Campbell. Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell taking over the Raider Wrap here in this next season. This summer has been their first time kind of trying out the Raider Wrap, trying out interviews. They're doing a great job. So nice job to them. And thank you to all of our interviews today, Shelby, Addison, and Lucy, for taking time this week to sit down and hang out with us. If it wasn't for all their hard work and dedication to their sports, we would have nothing to talk about. So great job to them. And thank you to all the athletes this season who have been putting in the hard work and dedication for us to talk about them here on the Raider Wrap. But for all of us here at KYMN, AJ Reister, Evan Lowe, Liz Campbell, we thank you for listening, and we will see you next week here on the Raider Wrap.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.